Good morning. This is the Redefined Realty Show. Join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. Get critical market updates, find out where interest rates are heading, and talk to our industry experts about things happening right here in your neighborhood. This show is live, and your phone calls are not just welcomed, but appreciated at 414-799-1130. Before we get started, just a quick message from our sponsors.
Hi, Chris Mancuso here of Accurate Basement Repair. At Accurate Basement Repair, we fix your basement issues. Take a good look at your basement, check the walls for cracking, look down low for any signs of seepage. Don't risk your biggest investment. Accurate Basement Repair is your resource for foundation restoration and waterproofing. Call Accurate Basement Repair at 414-744-6900. That's 414-744-6900. Estimates are always free.
And good morning. Welcome. This is the Redefined Realty Show on News Talk 1130 WISN, hosted by Bob Tarantino from Redefined. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Paul.
And a room full of other people, I should mention, that you'll introduce in a second.
We've got Inspector Gadget here, Mr. Scott Lamar from Honest Home Inspections.
Welcome back,
hey,
Scott.
Always happy to be here. Thanks.
And Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair.
Hello, hello. Hello, everybody.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It was a great week this week, and weather's a little warmer.
Well, it's warming up.
Warming up.
I'm not going to say anything about a football game, so that part we're avoiding that, Bob, today, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
No talk. We're just done. We're not going to talk
about
it. Doesn't
it kind of smell like spring outside a little bit?
It is. It's warming up.
A little rain, and I thought this was a good week for a January.
Good time to go buy a home.
So that's going to actually, Chris, that's something you want to talk about too, this warmer weather in the last week or two, where we have seen, you know, snow on the roofs melting and the gutters are important, and that affects the foundation.
Absolutely. I looked at a house a couple days ago, and they had a home inspection done. Everything went well, and the people came by to do their final walkthrough, and they had some wetness in the basement. And go figure, I pulled up and both of the downspouts on the driveway side were off. Mm. So that's something everyone should be paying attention to as that snow is melting.
What do you do in winter? You should not take those off.
Do not take those off ever.
Yeah.
If they freeze, take them off, and that's something that you should
only when you're mowing the yard. Take them off to mow, put them back on. People ask me how far away from the house they should be. I tell them if it's in the way when you mow, then they're out far enough.
Yeah,
which is quite a ways. We want the water away.
We do, absolutely. Yeah. 5 to 6 feet, really, is your downspout extension. Go 5 to 6 feet away from the foundation.
Well, I would think, too, you know, being winter with the ground frozen, if you get that water coming down on a warm day straight down the side of your foundation, it's got nowhere to go except down the side of that foundation.
Yeah, and that's true. It does sometimes, and Scott probably sees this, it'll create a gap sometimes between the actual home itself, Paul, and then the ground, and that water will want to chase right down that open cavity.
So what happens then? Following the path of least resistance, right?
You get all this water down the side of your house, down along the foundation, and then we get a night where it's 20 degrees again, and now everything freezes.
Absolutely.
And it turns into a big block of ice pushing on the cement block or the concrete wall or whatever you have for your basement.
Absolutely, and that's most of the problems that materialize are from deferred maintenance, and that's definitely one of the biggest ones, is just not checking your grading, your gutters, and your downspouts. And, you know, Scott and I discuss it all the time when he's looking at home inspections, too. How many times you call that out? Almost every time. And we do the same thing when we're looking at the foundations and the basements. Usually it's a deferred maintenance issue.
I might be getting ahead of us here, but Scott, wouldn't that potentially lead to mold problems?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime moisture, you have moisture, then you're going to have mold as well.
So that water, and we'll talk about all of the, even in the warm weather, Chris, off the air before the show, we were talking about garage floors.
Yeah,
they have that wet feel that's coming up from underneath, isn't it, that condensation?
Yeah, we were just talking about, we're all in our garage, especially if you have an attached garage, you might have a little less of that because the temperature differentiation won't be as much, but a detached, you'll find more moisture coming up because as that's warming up and then you put your car in there, And then it, you get the differentiation and temperature change. Your floor looks wet. Your tools get wet. You wonder why your motorcycle's starting to rust underneath that.
It's really damp, in other words.
I've got a detached garage. I actually leave the garage door open and the service door so the wind can blow through just to try to keep it dry in there.
That's a good idea.
It will help a little bit. It'll also keep the temperature about the same as it is outside.
Yeah. And before we go any further, I want some background info on your companies, guys, so we can check you out online. We'll start there. Chris, your company, Accurate Basement Repair.
That's us.
That's your website.
Absolutely, AccurateBasementRepair.com. And we're a full-service basement repair company. We don't do windows. We don't do doors. We don't do roofs. We fix basements. We do drain tile work, wall reinforcement, and even house lifting. And most of what we do are real estate deals. And I know a lot of people don't realize it, but most of the problems come up after the home inspection, like by Scott. So, again, if you do have a problem, even if your house isn't for sale, AccurateBasementRepair.com is the best place to go.
And Bob, the foundation, that's one of the biggies when you're buying a house.
Yeah, I tell you, when we're running around with buyers, you know, a big part of our job is to make sure that they get a good home inspector to check that house out. I mean, you're going to spend a couple $100,000 on a house. You better make sure it's a good house. That's where Scott comes in. And, you know, Scott, you always tell me, I think we start at the bottom and we work our way up in the house, and eventually we end up in the attic. But that foundation, how many times you walk in, and not necessarily deal killer type of stuff, but there's a lot of people that have that maintenance issue, you know, the downspouts, and they just don't have the grading quite right. And you can start to see the problems developing on the basement walls. And in my opinion, that's the time to fix it before you get something big.
Oh, absolutely, because it's not going to heal itself. It only gets worse.
You, upon inspection, Scott, and we should give out your website quickly, too, because on your site are links to some of your other websites, the Radon one, for example, which will play into some of our discussion today, because after all, it is Radon Awareness Month, I believe.
January is Radon Awareness Month.
Paul's so smart.
By the EPA, yes.
I didn't know that. Scott told me.
Everybody should know that.
His wife was celebrating Radon Awareness Month.
All month.
Big month for us.
Yeah, I took her out for dinner celebrating it. All joking aside, radon is a very serious issue, but because we're learning more about it, I think.
We are. It is becoming more of an issue. Well, the other thing, too, is as we tighten up our houses, everybody wants their houses tight. We want to try and keep that cold air out. We're trapping that radon gas in the house. So, the old farmhouses that were leaky and drafty, we had fresh air coming in all the time, so we didn't have to worry about things like this.
It wasn't by design, but it did help.
But it did work, absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, Honest Home Inspections, what's your website, Scott?
HonestHomeInspections.com.
That's pretty easy.
It is.
And you do have a lot of environmental aspects to your business, like the radon, and folks can check that out because there are links at honesthomeinspections.com. And Bob, your website, of course, redefinedrealty.com. Right at the top, I will notice 3.99% commission.
Oh, that's what everybody loves, 3.99%. You know, we're getting into this market, I think, now. You know, or 2013, we started to come around a little bit. 2014, we talked often about how the market was switching from being a buyer's market to being a little bit more in control by the sellers. I think 2015, we take that step now and it becomes a seller's market again. And houses are going to sell fast. You know, if they're well maintained, they're in good shape. You know, here we are in January. And
end of January already.
We've got offers coming in on properties like crazy right now. We've already, I think we've done 20 some listings already in January, which is pretty unusual because most people kind of just, you know, they hang back and they wait till the weather turns. But the market's going to be crazy this year. And when the market's good, you know, you don't have to pay 6% to sell your house. You can get away with the Redefined Realty Plan, which for all practical purposes is the same as the 6% plans you're going to see out there. But it's only 3.99% plus the flat fee.
Did you guys see Bob's drone link or his new company?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very interested.
You're Inspector Gadget, so you're really into this.
Think about the drone from the home inspection standpoint.
It's in the budget, but I gotta play with his first to make sure it's going to work the way I want it to.
If you want to see video, mydronecompany.com is Bob's website because you are now using this for homes.
Yeah, in fact, one of the things that we're going to do at Redefined Realty, and you're going to love this, if your house is going to be listed at, say, $375,000 or more, and you're kind of in the 7-county metro Milwaukee area, and you pay the flat fee up front, which is the $499 part of our commission plan, we're going to do the drone shoot for you for free. So not only are you going to get pictures of your house from a perspective that you've never seen, you're also going to get a video that we put into the MLS. It's going to set your property apart from all the other high-end listings.
Buyers must love this.
Oh, they're going to absolutely love it. The buyers love it. The sellers love it. I have a booth we had at the Metropolitan Builders Show just a couple weekends ago, and we had a big 55-inch TV set up that we're playing the videos on, and everybody that walked by that booth stopped, and their jaw dropped when they saw the videos on the
TV. I've got some advice, because here in the radio show, I've got a computer, and you will click on one of the four videos, I think, are on the homepage.
Yeah, at mydronecompany.com, you can click on four videos there.
But go to the settings and make sure it's set at 1080.
Right, so what we do, the way we've got this set up now, is we download the videos onto YouTube. And then from YouTube, you're linking to that either through MLS or on the MyDroneCompany.com website. But, yeah, when you get to the video, there's a setting on there, because YouTube will automatically set everything to play at 480p or 480, whatever that setting is. You know, everybody knows what we're talking about. It's the same thing with your TV. Mm-hmm. Crank that up to 1080, and so you get it in the high def. You just got to click on the little settings button and change it.
And it'll
blow your mind.
The quality is phenomenal. It's done through a GoPro camera mounted on your drone. So this just gives a whole new, it's very cutting edge in your industry to use, Bob, but also I think it changes the whole way we'll be looking at and approaching selling homes.
And there's no doubt. I mean, the big question that we get all the time from people is, what do you guys do different? You know, everybody wants to know, what between all the real estate companies, what does anybody do different? And for all practical purposes, I mean, how many times have we said it, Paul? We're all kind of the same. I mean, we get you in the multiple listing service.
MLS, a sign on the front lawn.
And then you get on all the, you know, you get on all the thousands of websites that are out there. And it comes down to, you know, hiring a good agent that, you know, knows how to handle your deal properly, you know, especially when it comes to negotiations and that kind of stuff. But the actual marketing part of it's all kind of the same. So having this drone now available to do these photos and videos, this is going to take your property and put it at a level that's far above everybody else.
So the sample videos, and these are some homes that are listed at Redefined, MyDroneCompany.com. If you go to RedefineRealty.com, you will see all the MLS homes on a map on that homepage. And there's a lot of stuff on that that we can talk about later. CMA, you know, it's all at the top of the website, so check it out. But for now, we are going to talk to our guest, Scott Lamar, joining us from Honest Home Inspections, Chris Mancuso, joining us from Accurate Basement Repair. And one of the things was this warmer weather that just was a welcome to me, by the way.
We're able to, and we do work all winter. Some people think, oh, can you fix a basement in the middle of winter? We can. It is weather dependent, and a lot of it is, you know, depends on what part of the house we'd be repairing. We do excavation in the middle of winter, too, and people say, well, how do you get through the frost? We get through it. I mean, the machinery nowadays is pretty sophisticated.
Last year was more of a challenge than most.
Last year we had frost that was over 4 feet deep, and, I mean, it really that was not good.
So, typically, you don't get down to 4 feet with frost, correct?
Typically in Wisconsin, no. Not next to the homes, because there's always that ambient heat that comes from your basement that penetrates through the block wall, and then it keeps the dirt actually next to your house a little bit less frozen, or the frost gets less deeper into the ground. So we're able to do repairs all winter generally. I mean, if it's a north side of the house and it's a slope and you have a lot of snow cover, it can be a little bit more challenging, but it's still a good time to have your basement evaluated. Because if you wait until spring when all the snow is melting, then not only are you calling, but so are the other hundreds of other people that are in that same boat. And then, you know, you fall behind the eight ball a little bit, and then you're trying to play catch up. So it's always good to be proactive and do it in winter.
Don't procrastinate.
Don't procrastinate.
If you're considering putting your house on the market and you know you've got some basement issues, I can tell you right now that it's that needs to be addressed. You can declare it. You can put it on your disclosure, but people will back away. It's just one of those things. Everybody wants a basement. Everybody loves basements, especially here in Wisconsin. But basements are one of the biggest issues we have. I always tell everybody, I says, it's the hole in the ground everybody has the concern about.
I can tell you from almost every buyer that I've ever worked with, if we get into a house and we find out that there's a basement problem that hasn't been addressed, buyers get very, very nervous. And a lot of times those deals fall through. But if we walk into a house where we can see, okay, they've done something, they put some beams up on the wall, they've done some grading on the outside, and we can see some of that stuff ahead of time, buyers get very I don't want to say comfortable, but they're much more relaxed about the deal, especially if we can point to them and say, look, we've got a warranty on the beam work here. Here's a quote, or here's the work order from the landscape company that came in and did the regrading. And, you know, by the way, they extended the downspouts out and put a new pump in the, the sump crock. They do all that stuff ahead of time. As the seller, you can control the costs. You can control the way the whole project works. And you put the buyer's mind at ease. Otherwise, those buyers, they get scared to death about basement issues.
After the break, we'll continue talking maybe some red flags or some things to look at, because, Chris, in your industry, and Scott, you too as an inspector, certain things you'll notice that your average buyer doesn't. Some don't even probably want to go in the basement, Bob. Let's go to the kitchen.
Yeah, we've had that happen.
And it depends if the basement's finished off, which many in this state, you know, we love our rec room lower level area, but some aren't finished off. And Chris, from your perspective at Accurate Basement Repair, like you said, act now. Don't wait till spring. Get that addressed.
Yeah, it is like having a pre-inspection of a home inspection too, which is a good idea. And Scott and I have discussed that many times, along with the associations that we belong to, that these home inspections are a good idea to get done even prior to having a buyer, because then you're being proactive enough to get the things addressed that should be addressed, because they're going to come up anyway. And a big part of it is having the basement looked at prior to having it sold too. So it really does help a lot, and it makes the whole deal streamline itself and things just move much more.
I did a pre-sale inspection for somebody, and after we were done, she says, we are so backwards that we don't do this first. Instead of walking into a home that's not had an inspection on it before.
Well, typically, Scott, when we hear of home inspection, we think of, oh, the buyer's looking at a house, and before he makes an offer, he has an inspection, right?
That's typical in our area. It's not in all areas. In other states, they actually do the pre-inspection, and you walk into the house, it's already done, and the report's on the table, and they believe everything they say.
And, Bob, what's your reaction to that?
I think the pre-inspections are great. I mean, when I get to a house with some buyers, if there's a home inspection report sitting on the counter, first thing I'm doing is I'm going over to it, I'm reading through it, I'm picking out the, usually there's a section in there, you know, major points in the home inspection that'll talk about some things that, you know, are issues one way or the other. And then if the seller was smart about it, they've addressed those items and they've left all those reports there too.
Yeah, along with receipts and permits that were pulled.
And now what's great about it is I can walk around the house with the buyer and say, oh yeah, sure enough, here's where they replaced this window and here's where they fixed this, and take a flashlight up and look at the chimney. Oh, sure enough, new flue in there, whatever it might be. And all those things that happen, the buyer sees all that, and they're like, wow, these people really take care of this house.
Momentum. Momentum.
It's a perception.
Right.
It's a perception.
And the bottom line is, the seller's going to probably end up fixing all that stuff anyways. So why not do it first, control the cost, control who the contractors are, and put the buyer's mind at ease before the process even really begins.
So it's almost the opposite of what we're traditionally used to in this market. It's getting that inspection done first instead of
It's a smart thing to do.
And I tell everybody, don't fix everything. Fix the major points,
right?
You know, and the rest of them, nobody's going to walk away from maybe one window has failed glass. They're not going to stop and not buy that house.
I would say nobody, okay. But
how about ceiling bedroom two doesn't work,
right? Or it's wobbly or something like that. I see that a lot.
A wobbly ceiling fan?
Oh yeah, it's in the checklist in the report.
Is that right?
We see them often.
And that's something. There's so many parts to a home, you know, that you're a part of, Scott, with Honest Home Inspections as a home inspector. And then from your perspective, same thing, Chris, the foundation. There's so many things that could potentially go wrong, and hopefully not, but yes, it could stop the deal.
Absolutely. And in the basement repair can be a major item. And I know some of the listeners are going, oh, I don't even want to know. Well, know
yes,
now.
You.
Yeah, know now or know later, but you're going to want to know. So to be proactive and have it done where you have a little bit more control is vital, because the basements, and we've said this before, the basement won't necessarily make the deal, but it will most certainly break a deal at times. So why even go down that road? Try to avoid that and be a little bit more proactive.
Yeah, there's no doubt, too. I mean, one of the things that happens with closings, you know, I just heard a story just a couple weeks ago. You know, buyer bought the house, and then there was a flooding issue of some sort, some kind of water in the basement. And, you know, naturally, right away, their thought is, well, the seller didn't disclose everything. And, that's one of the nice things about it is if you know there's an issue, get somebody in there and fix it. Now you've disclosed that not only did you have a problem, but you fixed it. and it just goes a long way down the road to keep you out of court. Scott, nobody wants that.
You do these pre-inspections, Scott?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are they becoming more and more common?
I'm seeing more of those. I think we're pushing them a little harder, too. I think the realtors are now starting to push them a little harder because the realtor knows that once there's a pre-inspection done on the house, it's going to be a smooth deal. So nothing's going to stop from going through unless it's financed or the appraiser or something.
Bob mentioned it's laying, you know, maybe on the kitchen counter when you walk in by all the other things. That makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Sure does.
We provide a three-ring binder with everything that we found, and one of the things that we do differently from some of the others is I'll do the inspection first, and then, you know, 30 days later or so, we come back, and whatever they've repaired, then I put in the report that it's been repaired so that people can look at that report and go, oh, look, they fixed this, and they fixed this. And so there's a perception, there's a mindset for these buyers that are going, wow, look at all this money they put in here. Okay, well, this outlet doesn't have a cover plate on it. We can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say don't fix everything, because if there's nothing wrong in the report, nobody believes it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This home is perfect.
Yeah, there is no perfect home.
There is. I've been told that so many times. No perfect home. By the way, seriously, about that drone, Scott, do you think that would work in inspections eventually down the road with roofing?
I don't know. I need to do a little more research on it. Yeah. And you know, there are some where there's just, you know, some of these houses downtown, I can't get on the roof. There's not enough room in between the houses to get a ladder up there. And there's some chimneys that I like to see. I mean,
I want to
see a chimney as best I can. And I do have, you know, I used to use binoculars, but the camera I have with the zoom on it, I can get right up there and I can get pictures of the chimney, but I can't look down.
Yeah, well, Bob and I looked at the one drone video, and it looked like some white was on the shingles. It turned out it was just a frosty morning.
Yeah. It took me about 3 days to figure that out. Yeah. Nice cedar shake shingles, and we got the drone, and I'm just, what is wrong with these shingles? Finally, it hit me. Yeah, it was nice outside, but it was still the frost from the
frost.
Early morning.
Yeah, you did
everything
that.
Everything was kind of a whitish color.
I mean, it's a big thing about the drone. I mean, the roof I walked yesterday, I went up on the roof, and the roof was 4 years old. Looked pretty good. I saw a spot that I didn't like, and I picked the shingle up, and four other shingles came with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nailing. It wasn't nailed properly. They actually overdrove the nails. Now you got like this whole section of shingles that's not being held by anything. They're either going to pick up in the wind, or they're going to start sliding off the roof. You're not going to see that with the drone. You know, walking a roof is still the best way to do that.
And being up there.
But there are some roofs that I just plain can't get on, and that would be the access to that. There's I'm not sure what they're calling it. I think they're calling it a tractor. But there is a camera on a device that's got tracks on it. That
like those little military things they send in the buildings.
And they've got those that will go across the roof now. But, I mean, it takes a long time for that to cross that roof and look at every
Bob
every
is
section.
Liking his new toy, by the way. You can see for yourself how cool it really looks. It's all at mydronecompany.com. Our guest, Scott Lamar, has a website with all the information. And links to his other sites are at honesthomeinspections.com, right, Scott?
Absolutely.
And Chris Mancuso is accuratebasementrepair.com. You're located down in, is it Oak Creek?
We're actually near the airport. We're technically in St. Francis, but we're right on the border of Milwaukee. But we travel all over southeastern Wisconsin from the state line, Kenosha to Port Washington, and then west. And as we go west, we do a lot less work because the soil conditions
change dramatically.
Totally
different soil, isn't that something?
Totally different soils.
Chris, we're going to sneak in a quick commercial break. Then we're going to talk more about some of this weather and potential things. What if it, you know, gets up into 45-degree range in winter, and then everything goes back to single digits?
There's some significant things that can happen.
Yeah. And what, you know, what can happen to your house? That's a topic that's coming up. It's also Radon Awareness Month, and Scott Lamar is going to talk a little bit about radon and what that means, and Bob will tell you more about everything going on at Redefine Realty, which is that website, redefinerealty.com. And this show is on every Saturday morning at 9 on News Talk 1130 at WISN. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Welcome back to the Redefined Realty Show. Do you want to be the expert in your neighborhood? Visit RedefinedRealty.com and click on the red My Neighborhood button. Tell us where you live, and we'll send you real-time market updates straight to your email. You'll be the expert in your neighborhood. Before we get started, just a quick message from our sponsors.
For one of the most thorough home inspections and one of the most comprehensive reports in the industry, trust Honest Home Inspections and Milwaukee Mold Inspector. 262-424-5587. That's 262-424-5587. Or visit honesthomeinspections.com. Milwaukee Mold Inspector is a division of Honest Home Inspections.
Since 1961, Carrick Homes has been delivering innovative home designs in unique neighborhoods. Visit CarrickHomes.com. That is K-A-E-R-E-K-Homes.com. Or call 414-321-5300 to see how you can with Carrick.
Welcome back as the Redefined Realty Show continues. Bob Tarantino is your host Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. And joining us, Scott Lamar from Honest Home Inspections, Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. And actually, pretty good timing, Bob, as we are at the end of January, but we saw some warmer weather, so we'll get into some of the things that could go on if it gets near 40 and things thaw. Like, I love seeing my driveway again.
Oh, I know it.
Isn't that cool?
It is.
But then, you know what's coming. We're going to get some cold temps, more snow, and who knows how cold it could get. And things happen to not just your foundation, but your entire home. We'll get into all of that. RedefineRealty.com has a lot of information, Bob, as we mentioned before, right on that home page.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you remember last year, Paul, it was like 60 degrees colder than it is right now. I mean, it was like 20, 30 below zero all of January, all of February, all of March pretty much. And I'm starting to see the listing activity pick up already this year. People are excited because the interest rates are super low. You know, we're still down right around 3.625. All of a sudden, gas prices are under $2 a gallon. I think the people that have been working and that have been worried about their jobs are starting to feel a little bit more comfort in the fact that they're not going to walk in and get a pink slip in the morning. And all that stuff, pile it all together, and that's going to lead to a housing market in 2015 that's going to be unbelievable.
A seller's market?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I think we're going to switch gears.
Are we in it right now, you think?
I would say we're right on the brink, you know, right at the top of the peak, and we're going to start sliding down the hill into a full seller's market. It won't be everywhere. I mean, there's going to still be pockets where sales are a little bit tougher, but 80-90% of the marketplace here in southeast Wisconsin, maybe all of Wisconsin, is going to turn back to a seller's market. So where does that leave you as you're sitting there thinking about listing your house? You know, is now the time? Do I wait? There's no harm in waiting. Most people, you know, March 1st, April 1st, somewhere in there, the people are going to wait. But I can tell you this, the buyers are looking right now. Every day our agents are running around with buyers. We're seeing offers come in on our listings on a regular basis. It's not a widely scattered thing like it typically is in winter. I mean, it's like almost every day an offer or two comes in on properties we have listed. So if you're ready to go, if your house is ready, get it on the market. Have one of our agents come out. We can list your property right away. Beat the rush, because all that competition is going to be coming in March and April, and all of a sudden, you know, we're going to go from having 5,000 houses on the market to 15,000 houses.
Competition.
Right? And it's still the same amount of buyers. The number of buyers isn't going to necessarily increase proportionately. So if you're ready to go, get your house on the market now. If you're not ready to go, finish up all those little projects. Maybe have Scott come in at Honest Home Inspections and do that pre-inspection sale. Pre-listing.
We call it seller's inspection, because it's not always pre-listing. Sometimes it's already listed, and they're starting to panic now and say, you know, we've got two showings and people have issues. So we just call it a seller's inspection.
Get that seller's inspection done and get that house on the market. So with that being said, let me just tell you a little bit about our plan, because everybody questions, you know, how does it work, and they're not sure what the word flat fee means. Well, flat fee means basically that you're going to have a combination of a commission, which is your typical, you know, everybody knows the 6%. You're going to have a combination of a commission and a flat dollar amount that you pay. So the way we work it at Redefined Realty, it's 3.99% at closing. That's the commission part of it. And then the flat fee is either $699 at closing. If you do it that way, there's absolutely no risk to you. You haven't spent a penny.
You only pay it if you close.
Only if you close. So if we don't sell your house, you haven't lost a penny.
You're right.
A lot of people, though, will take the upfront option, which is $499. So you save a couple hundred dollars. And if you know you have a good house and you know it's going to sell,
it's going to sell. It's just a matter of when.
And you're committed to the way we do business and how our plan works. A lot of people will pay the $499 upfront, save that couple hundred bucks, and then get your property listed.
And Bob, if you do the math, you're like, well, wait a second. They get the commission plus there's a fee. Okay, 3.99%. And then you look at a $499, for example.
Well, sure.
The difference in that, as opposed to a 6% commission, is huge.
Think
about thousands of dollars.
Let's just say you had a $300,000 house. If I save you 2% at closing, so 6% versus 3.99, that's a savings of $6,000, right? So if you paid $499 up front to save $6,000 at the end, why wouldn't you do that?
What do you think? What would you guys do?
That just makes sense to me.
It's kind of a no-brainer.
When you look at the numbers, it does make sense.
Yeah, and the higher the price homes.
A lot of people, you know, talk to me about, you know, they'll ask me, do you think this house is worth it or not? I'm not really allowed to do that, but I always tell everybody, says everything's repairable. You have to look at everything's repairable.
Like the house,
kind of look
at
how much it's going to cost you to repair, and do you still like the location? And then you get into what, you know, one of the things that Bob said is a good realtor. This is where I see them shine, is negotiation. When I'm done with the inspection, that poor buyer sitting there with the whole list that I just gave him of things that are wrong, which if he'd had a pre-inspection, that wouldn't have happened.
And this is a three-ring binder, we were told, right?
Yes, yeah. Well, first off, basically what we do at the inspection is I'll do a summary page. But it's pretty extensive at that point. Then we go back and do the detailed report. But they're going to walk away with something.
And you have to prioritize. Like some things might be, okay, we've got to address this.
We do. And well, what we do is we break that up in a different section. So items that don't work. Major concerns. Now, major concern for me is anything that's good, it's going to fail right away, or a significant cost. You know, if the roof has reached the end of its useful life and you're looking at a, you know, $8,000 roof, that's significant cost. You know, if you think the water heater's pretty well toast, then, you know, that falls into that significant cost. Then we look at issues, concerns, and then I break things up into potential safety hazards. So, you know, if you've got a reverse polarity outlet, that's considered a safety hazard. Radon is high. That's a safety hazard. There's a trip hazard in the driveway. There's a trip hazard in the walk. A lot of times what we're seeing now is that front stoop. You look at that front stoop and the sidewalk has dropped.
Yes, I've
supposed
that.
To be 8 inches, and now you're looking at 9 and 10 inches, and that becomes a trip hazard.
That's what you mean
hazard.
By a trip hazard.
It is, yeah.
How about
and
pavers
that's a safety
that move
hazard.
Up and down?
Pavers, yeah, correct. We see that a lot.
Yeah, now we're getting
into easier to fix.
Yeah, now we get into Chris's territory when you look at basements and foundations in general.
Like what had been talked about just previously there about that step, if people always wonder, wow, why do they make that step so big? You know, grandma can hardly get up it. It wasn't really designed that way. There is a code that dictates the height of stairs. Usually if the stairs so high, that means the concrete in front of it generally settled, or in some cases the actual stoop pole can actually rise up too. And that's where we get into this freeze thaw cycle.
Because of where we live, right?
And if that sidewalk settles towards the house, that means all that water that hits that sidewalk is headed for your stoop, which is headed for your basement.
And your grade is just the opposite of the way it should be.
Absolutely.
Which is
called negative grade.
And that's a big deal. And if the grade is off and it's coming toward the house, that's a big deal. And people need to keep in mind, even your concrete doesn't have to be that old to have that freeze thaw cycle in it. And it's not an installation. Usually it's not an installation issue, it's just an environmental issue. And I'd have to say, sometimes it's just bad luck. It's just bad luck. Because we put an amount of stone underneath your driveway, underneath your sidewalk, so folks up there are thinking, well, why did mine do this? Well, sometimes maybe they didn't put enough stone, but sometimes even if it was done absolutely properly, if there gets some moisture or enough water underneath that slab, it'll rise up, and then you have this differentiation in the alignment of the sidewalk.
With driveways, you hear a lot of people talk about the mix of that day, you know, what kind of concrete pour they got. When it comes time to a basement or foundation, you have concrete block, or you've got a poured foundation.
Correct.
Does the same hold true, Chris?
The principles remain pretty close. I mean, if you're deciding which way you want to go, if you're building new or wondering when you're buying, should you have a poured wall or a block wall? Either one. I mean, the strength for a poured wall is definitely much greater. But if you're looking at buying a house, I wouldn't be shied away from because one's block or one is poured.
There's a lot of block around here. They're still putting block in.
In new homes, Scott.
In new homes, yes.
Okay, so it's not all poured.
Not all poured.
I've seen $700,000-$800,000 houses where they're putting in a block foundation still.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong. A lot of it has to do with the way it was installed and the maintenance thereof. We can fix any of them. We can fix poured walls. We can fix block walls. Poured walls, there's some different techniques in repairing those. So if you have a poured wall out there and you're getting some leakage, I can do what's called urethane injection, and that's where we stick urethane mixture into the crack itself, Paul, and we can stop a lot of times leaking entirely.
I like what you said before, Chris. Anything can really be fixed.
Anything can be fixed. So if you like the house,
repairable.
Yep,
everything's repairable.
So if you like the house, buy the house. An accurate basement repair can fix the basement.
Bob, let's talk about that approach, because you see a lot of buyers and talk to them as they're going through a house. Maybe there's a pre-inspection report or a seller's report, we call it. Maybe there's not, and it's the first time you're seeing it, and you're seeing things from a different perspective than the buyer does. They're looking at the beautiful granite kitchen countertops,
sure, yep.
And you're going elsewhere in the home.
Well, and that's what a good buyer's agent is going to do for you. You know, when I take people out on a showing, they walk in the front door, and they're either going to the kitchen or they're going to the master bedroom. That's what everybody wants to see first. And, you know, I walk in the house, the first thing I want to do is go
rec
down
room
to the basement.
In the man cave.
Yeah.
That's what I want to go to.
That's what I like to hear.
Not so much for the rec room, but I want to go see the basement walls because I can determine right off the bat if I look at the walls and I think they're goofed up, chances are they probably are.
The
buyer's going to be scared to death.
Well, would you prefer not even to be finished off with drywall in a rec room, Bob, just because you can see more?
Certainly, and I know Scott would second that.
I always tell everybody, as a person, I love a finished basement. Basements are beautiful.
Of course.
As a home inspector, I hate them.
I
walk down into the basement, I see four concrete block walls. I'm excited because I can see everything.
There's really no way to conceal anything there, right?
Speaking of that, let me ask you, Scott. When you walk down into a basement that's got fresh paint on the floor, fresh paint on the walls, maybe you can tell they put up some drywall and you can just see that it's all brand new.
It smells good,
too. Does that put a red flag up in your mind?
Yeah, not necessarily, because I know Rehab 101 is to paint the floor gray and paint the walls white. I even spoke at the Home Stagers Association about do we paint the basement or not. A nice, clean, bright basement will sell a home, but you got to make sure you're not hiding anything. If there's freshly painted walls, I spend more time going through the walls. But most of the time, I mean, we check the corners because the corners are, if your corners are wet, that's typically a downspout extension.
Yeah.
And then usually we're checking with a block wall. We're checking three or four courses down because that's normally where our horizontal cracks show up because that's our freeze line. Then we want to go down to our bottom blocks and check and see whether or not we got a drain tile issue. So there's some method to it, even when they're freshly painted like that, but I will spend a little more time. I did one where I'm kind of staring at this wall and I noticed that the mortar was really thick in one spot and I put my fingernail in it and it turned out it was caulk. Now they did a really good job with it, but they can't get by Inspector Gadget.
Nothing beats the duct tape on my wood window that we're painting over.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So if a seller asks Scott, they say, you know, we're going to put the house up for sale. Should we go ahead and paint the walls and make it all look nice and fresh? Would your answer be probably okay?
The answer would be as long as you're not hiding anything.
Yeah.
Repair what you need to repair first.
Because a good inspector is going to find it anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, some of it can be hidden.
That's where it comes down to the evaluation, you know, getting a home inspection or a basement inspection done before you go ahead and paint the walls. Because otherwise, if it looks borderline-ish, people are going to err, the inspectors or an engineer who comes out to take a look at it or someone else. You tend to err on the side of caution because you can't really tell what was underneath the paint.
Let me ask this. Are there picture taken? Do you take pictures?
When you do paint, you do cover a timeline.
Yeah, you do.
I can see some things. You know, let's say we've got some old paint here, and this crack has been here for a long time. You know, it's kind of obvious. The other thing, when you paint new and then the moisture starts to seep through the paint, that's a red flag. Or the fact that we've got cracks now in this fresh paint that we didn't have before. So you do create a timeline with that paint.
But buyers can be cynical, Bob.
Yeah,
right?
And I know as a buyer's agent, the first thing that goes through my mind when I see fresh paint is like, all right, they're trying to cover something up. And all that really leads us to do is take a closer look. You know, now we start looking. Like you said, do we see any cracks in the paint? Do we see some caulk maybe that they painted over? You know, a lot of times you'll kind of eyeball the wall. You know how you get your head real close to the wall and you can maybe see a little bit of a bow in it.
You can at times, absolutely.
Yeah, and so I start looking for things like that. Now the buyers are looking at me going, well, what are you looking at? I said, come on over here. Does this look like it's kind of out of kilter to you? And they're like, oh, yeah, it kind of does. And part of the reason that I might have done that a little more closely than I normally would is because there was fresh paint on the walls.
Before we take our next break, Chris, your company, Accurate Basement and Repair, is going to be at the next NARI show, February 10th, State Fair Park, Wisconsin Expo Building. You'll have a booth there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And NARI contractors are always very, very good and reliable contractors to have. I sit on a couple of committees for NARI, so very proud member. I think if you're out there looking for any work to be done at your house, start at NARI.
It's on Valentine's Day weekend.
Valentine's Day. Yep. If you call Accurate, it's coming up in about a week. So if you call Accurate within the 2 days before the show, we're going to give away a few free tickets to the event.
We'll give you a number out there, Chris.
It's 414 744 7446900. That's 7446900. So we're going to do a little giveaway thing a couple days before the show, so don't call until then. But the show is the Valentine's Day weekend.
February 14th is a Saturday this
absolutely
year. Nothing
absolutely
says I love you, sweetheart,
you take
more
your sweetheart
than an airy show.
Well, that's if you buy her a kitchen, then you do love her.
Yeah, take her.
Oh, you can't go wrong there.
That's right.
And, of course, your site is AccurateBasementRepair.com. Scott Lamar, Inspector Gadget, joins us. And, Scott, your website is HonestHomeInspections.com.
We have HonestHomeInspections.com. We have MilwaukeeBoldInspector.com. And we have MilwaukeeRadonTesting.com.
Can we call you?
You can. 262-424-5587. 262-424-5587.
And remember, honesthomeinspections.com is kind of that main site. Of course, all the contact information is there.
We named it Honest for a reason.
That's true. And I like what you said about a seller's report being more proactive. And Bob can talk more about that after the break, but I think that really helps the process when you see that.
Absolutely, it does. And the advantage for the seller, too, is that we do find something wrong. You don't have 30 days to fix it. You've got as much time as you want. You can entertain three or four bids instead of the buyer's going to walk unless you have this done in 15 days. Now you've got to take the most expensive guy, and is it going to be done right? And we don't necessarily know that either. So
it just makes sense.
It does. It makes lots of sense.
We'll be back with Inspector Gadget, Scott Lamar, and Chris Mancuso, our guests. Your host is Bob Tarantino, and it's the Redefined Realty Show on WISN.
Hi, I'm Dennis Janicey. If you want great feet, come to the professionals at National Podiatric Services in Brookfield. As a locally owned business, NPS has been recognized by and partnered with healthcare professionals for over 40 years to help improve foot health of thousands of people just like you. At NPS, certified practitioners will work with you to find an orthotic solution as well as a shoe to fit not only your feet, but also your lifestyle. We'll give you great feet, comfortable feet. Call 262-754-2440 or visit National Podiatric Services at 124th and North Avenue.
Biz Expo returns to Pottawatomie May 20th. 2,500 attendees, three events, and 20 seminars. Biz Expo, May 20th, where local business leaders and influencers meet. Reserve your exhibit booth today at biztimes.com/BizExpo2015.
Welcome back to the Redefined Realty Show. We have 15 experienced full-time agents waiting to meet you. Just click the green Listen Now button at RedefinedRealty.com or call our office for an appointment at 262-732-5800. It's a hot market like this, and a 3.99% closing commission makes a ton of sense. Stay tuned. The guys are coming back on right now.
Back on News Talk 1130 WISN, Bob Tarantino. We never really got to gutter talk. A little bit we did.
Rain gutters are probably all clogged up with leaves from the fall, and if you go outside when it rains, you'll see all the water coming over the top, and
yeah,
hopefully it's going down the spout, you know, that now you now have that 8-foot extension on, right?
Not absolutely. If they're full of leaves.
Not if they're full of leaves, though, yeah.
And we've leaves had this ice. Warmer weather. All it takes is to be over 32. Scott Lamar joins us, by the way, if you're just joining in. Honest Home Inspections. And Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. Outside of announcing January was Radon Awareness Month, one of the things we hit on, guys, was these warmer temps can kind of screw with homes because we know it's going to get cold again.
Right.
And I think, Scott, isn't that where ice dams could happen, too?
You do. Well, ice dams can happen pretty much all winter long, and some of that is based on the amount of sun we have. You know, what happens is that we freeze, the sun comes out and melts the top half, bottom half freezes underneath. So there are fixes for ice dams. A lot of people will have Band-Aids, so they'll throw up some heat tape up there. That's a Band-Aid for it. Really, it's a combination of ventilation and insulation that will cure your ice dam. Ice dams are curable, and I've looked at quite a few of them. We've had one recently where we had water coming in their drywall.
That's so a red flag, Scott.
That's a red flag, but this was not a home inspection. This was because we do moisture intrusion as well, so with the thermal camera and going Absolutely. Up in the attic and taking a look at things and figuring things out, we were able to come up with a good scenario.
They should call you now. They don't have to wait till they're selling their house.
Chris, I was going to say about downspouts. Bob mentioned gutters, downspouts. You don't think of that in winter. Your mindset as a homeowner is, well, that's a summer thing.
And I think a lot of homeowners don't know where to turn. So if you're listening and you don't know where to turn, I mean, you know, myself at Accurate Basement Repair and Scott at home at Honest Home Inspections, we're good resources for the listeners, Paul, to pick up some good tips. And if you don't know how to do it, there are people out there you can talk to.
And we do more than home inspections. We do moisture intrusion. We'll do, you know, we'll do consultation like that too. And if, you know, if somebody calls me up and it's blatant that they need someone else, we've got a list of contractors that we say, oh, well, why don't you call this guy and he'll come out and do this for
you. And of course, mold and radon are part of those environmental factors that concern us too when we get into.
Radon is the leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers. It's the leading cause of lung cancer. And this is so preventable. So if I told you that if you spent $1,000, you had less of a chance of getting lung cancer, would that be worth it or not? And most people don't.
Hey, you know what
no,
else
they
we
don't.
Can do?
You're right, Scott.
You know what else we can do now, Paul? We can come on out with the drone, check the leaves in your rain gutters, and then do a nice drone shoot of your property while we're there.
Exactly.
Take you some beautiful pictures.
If you didn't hear us earlier, Bob bought a new toy. It's a drone. It's not a toy. Believe me, this thing is going to help
a
lot.
It's a tool.
It's a tool. Good point. And that is mydronecompany.com. Also, Bob Tarantino's website is redefinedrealty.com. When we come back, we'll kind of wrap things up by giving out Chris's information at Accurate Basement Repair, along with Scott Lamar from Honest Home Inspections. It's the Redefined Realty Show as we continue with Bob Tarantino on WISN.
Good morning. This is the Redefined Realty Show. Join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. Get critical market updates, find out where interest rates are heading, and talk to our industry experts about things happening right here in your neighborhood. This show is live, and your phone calls are not just welcomed, but appreciated at 414-799-1130. Before we get started, just a quick message from our sponsors.
Landmark Credit Union is one of Wisconsin's leading mortgage lenders with low rates and no closing costs for first-time home buyers. Visit landmarkcu.com or call 262-796-4500. Landmark Credit Union, you're worth more here.
Hi, Chris Mancuso here of Accurate Basement Repair. At Accurate Basement Repair, we fix your basement issues. Take a good look at your basement, check the walls for cracking, look down low for any signs of seepage. Don't risk your biggest investment. Accurate Basement Repair is your resource for foundation restoration and waterproofing. Call Accurate Basement Repair at 414-744-6900. That's 414-744-6900. Estimates are always free.
Tired of shoveling, blowing snow, and salting? Why not consider a low-maintenance lifestyle in one of our ranch-style condominium neighborhoods? Hi, John Whalen of Cornerstone Development here. We have new condominium homes available in Maguanago, Sussex, and Oconomowoc, and we're open every day of the week, Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 5. Stop in our clubhouse, and our cordial sales team will happily give you a tour of our model homes. For directions, please go to cornerstonedevelopment.com and put away that shovel. We look forward to seeing you at the Glen of Maguanago, the Glen at Seven Stones, or the Glen of Oconomowoc soon.
The Redefined Realty Show continues. We want to thank Chris Mancuso, our guest from Accurate Basement Repair. You're right down by the airport, Chris, your company.
Absolutely. AccurateBasementRepair.com, 414-744-6900. And remember, we're always a good resource for your listeners out there. If you have questions, please give us a call. If you need some repair, we're absolutely the company for you.
And you'll be at the NARI show on February 13th, 14th, 15th, Valentine's Day weekend.
We will be at the NARI show. Stop by and say hello, and we'd like to meet you.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, thank you, Paul.
Have a great weekend. We thank Scott Lamar, Inspector Gadget, HonestHomeInspections.com.
It is, very good. MilwaukeeMoldInspector.com, Radon, MilwaukeeRadonTesting.com.
Let's throw out your phone number, too, Scott.
262-424-5587, 5587.
Have a great weekend. Thank you for your time.
Thanks. Always happy to be here.
Of course, we appreciate everybody tuning in every week, Bob. They can contact you in Delafield at Redefined Realty.
Yeah, main office is in Delafield, right at right by the old Smiley Bar there on 94 and 83. Phone number, 262-732-5800. And always remember, you can start online if you want. That's what most of our clients do, actually. They hit the green List Now button, and that gets the process rolling to get your property on the market.
That is RedefinedRealty.com. Don't forget to check out the newest mydronecompany.com and look at the videos.
Oh, they're so awesome.
Have a great week, Bob.
Thanks, you too.
And we'll be back next Saturday at 9 o'clock, Redefine Realty Show every week. I'm Paul Kronforst. News is next on WISN.